Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out before we get started tonight to our listeners up there in Atlanta, AM 920, The Answer. We heard from several people last night, and thank you so very much for getting a hold of us and telling us some things that were interesting. Now, a special shout out goes out as well to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the border and Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the essentials to get it from where it needs to go to where it's going. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Plus, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too. Thanks so very much, guys and gals, for tuning into us. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captains America. That's Captains, add an S to the word Captain, and add America on the end of it, put it all together, lowercase, and that's it. That's how you find us. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out all the different things we have to offer. And right now, we're going to scoot on up to California and check in with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Well, it's not cold, but it's not warm. It's in the middle of 50s right here. It's going to be colder to the north tonight. And we're getting ready for football on Monday night, where I think the temperatures are probably going to be not cold, but they'll be comfortable for playing football, so they won't. Everybody won't be out there burning up on a hot summer night. So there you go.
All right.
Are you ready, sir, to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize the two words in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got this big time mess right now floating around with Joe Biden and the documents that were found at a second location now, so we have a second one. But I've received some information here from some of my sources, and I'm just going to share it with the audience. You ready?
Okay.
Now, my sources are telling me that Eric Holder, Susan Rice, and Barack Obama himself are pulling the springs on the puppet Joe Biden, and they're behind releasing the information about Biden with the classified documents. Now, this is to give major media their positive spin to the story. So now that they've revealed 2 days and a batch of classified documents, it seems that the plan is now to preclude Biden from announcing his intent to run in 2024 and to get rid of Hunter, the scandal behind Hunter, which new House members are sniffing around right now like bloodhounds trying to dig up something on that.
Well, that's exactly right. And certainly, Captain, the idea of Joe Biden running, I think, is really anathema to a lot of the high-level Democrats at this point. Notwithstanding, I think you have a lot of people who work in the White House or who are around Joe Biden and think, hey, this is a great thing because, you know, we kind of get to make the policy we want to make, and Joe Biden is kind of off in the ether somewhere. But I think they're looking at the real popularity problems that Joe Biden has, his reelectability, and who knows? Yeah, this could have been an inside job, as it were. So I'm sure we'll get more information about it. But certainly, Captain, the idea of these classified documents is going to further embattle the Biden administration, as we've already seen some real verbal confrontations in the White House press briefing room.
Well, there was a real humdinger last night between Frenchie and the CBS News reporter. They went back and forth about the documents, and she didn't care for the answers, and the reporter just kept asking away.
Well, that's right. We've even seen Senator Josh Hawley, Republican out of Missouri, he's calling essentially for a special counsel, we understand, in all of this. And they have to make an assessment, by the way, too. I think the Director of National Intelligence has to make some kind of assessment, if I'm not mistaken, about any kind of damage, potential damage, that this classified stuff floating around could do.
Well, you're right about that, but here's the big thing about this. This stuff was not secure, at least with Donald Trump, it was locked away under lock and key. With Biden, it was not secure at all. You could walk in and anybody could lay their hands on it.
Exactly right. That's not good.
All right. Well, that's Biden. All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Coming up right after this short break, and if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, I will take it right away. Thank you very much. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, for those of you that know, I have been taking Relief Factor for well over 9 years, and I take it religiously every single day. I start out my morning with a packet of Relief Factor to get it in my system and make sure it starts to work, because if I don't, within an hour or so of getting up, I'm in intense pain, and I have trouble trying to move around, and this is one way to not have that happen, because what Relief Factor does for me and can do for you is get rid of the pain that you're in by going right straight to the source. Now, this is drug-free. There are no narcotics in this at all. It's all natural ingredients, and it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which happens to support your body's natural response to inflammation. Inflammation causes a lot of pain, causes a lot of swelling. Now, it will lower or eliminate the pain that you're in, associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on, and it will even go right straight to the source of the pain, and it could go to more than one source. Let's say you got pain in a wrist, pain in an elbow, pain in the shoulder. This will attack all three areas and help you out. And yesterday, with the cooler temperatures in the morning, my shoulder was killing me. That's the one that I broke, and I've got arthritis in, and I took the Relief Factor after I had already taken it earlier because it was getting colder during the course of the evening. I made the mistake of walking outside without a coat on, and it just started to just ache and ache and ache. So I took the Relief Factor during the show, and it stopped. Within 30 minutes, it stopped. It was gone. So there you go. Now, again, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. So check them out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com
Amazon.com/captain for the $19.95 3-week quick start. See if they can help you like they've helped me. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle has something he likes to say to everybody. What's that, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and give it a try and see if it'll work for you, because all you have to lose is pain. Well, Kyle, yesterday we had little old Mayor Butthead. Mayor Pete. I can't let a day go by without saying that, right?
Right.
Now, he really botched things up yesterday, and he's taking this one full bore wide open, because there was so much chaos with all of the U.S. commercial flights that were grounded by the FAA through a system failure. I didn't hear a single plane taking off or landing here in my backyard, and I'm like right here on the airport for several hours, and then around 9:30 yesterday, the plane started to take off again. But that happened early in the morning when we were on the air. We didn't know about it because nobody was really saying anything at 4 o'clock or so when it got picked up and got noticed. But I'll tell you what a mess, huh? What a mess.
Well, that's right, Captain. Of course, this has to do with what's known as the NOTAM system. That means Notice to Air Missions. Now, what that does is it provides pilots with critical and crucial information about safety, about airports, about conditions, and things like this. And when that system goes down, the FAA can't communicate effectively with pilots, and there's a safety risk involved. So the monumental decision to call a full ground stop was given. We haven't seen that, Captain, since September 11th, 2001.
That's right. That's right.
When they grounded all the planes and did a ground stop because of the terrorist attacks and for fear that more terrorist attacks were in the offing. And so that is not something easily called for. It's not something to easily start back up again either. So it gives you an idea of the magnitude of what this system is all about and what it does. Now, what they've done, Captain, they say that they've traced it back to what's called a corrupt database file. The system is, fairly antiquated by today's standards. That's for sure. And what the experts are saying now is that it's going to take time to try to come up with something if they ever really want to replace it. Certainly if they're going to try and patch it, this kind of thing. But at least hopefully they know the exact cause. That can be corrected for now, and we've got to make plans to make sure it's modernized.
Well, that's all true, but the Secretary of Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete said that he would not rule out a cyber attack, and I don't see why he would want to rule out a cyber attack when it's very likely that could have happened.
Well, that's right. You have a corrupted file. The question is, how did it get corrupted,
right?
Is it something that's some sort of mechanical issue, software, all these different computer components that go together, or is it something that could have been deliberately done? So that's right. Yeah, they have to be able to backtrack this. And so the investigation is going to be, I'm sure, a very serious one.
Now, Mayor Pete had a propensity for using taxpayer-funded jets and military aircraft, which is exactly what happened to President Trump's former Health and Human Services Secretary, Tom Price. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
There was a scandal about him using all these private planes and bills that he was running up for the government, this, that, and the other. But at the same time, the standards don't seem to apply to the current Transportation Secretary, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. But the cost is still the same, if not more, by the way, if not more.
Well, sure. Well, of course, there's a great word we can start using, Captain. It's called oversight, right?
Yeah.
You've got the GOP-led House that can begin to do a lot more oversight than you might get, let's say, with the Democrat-led House with these same kinds of things. And so there's a new sheriff in town to a great degree.
You think so?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and again, you bring these things will start to come out, and the voters have a chance then to have a lot more information than they might have. So, in other words, you got to get away from the rules for thee but not for me type of a thing. So if they're going to decry something from one part of the political spectrum and the other part of the political spectrum does the same thing, well, people need to know.
Well, the FAA 2023 budget seems to focus now on the climate crisis and racial equity. I don't know what that has to do with the cutting down expenses with aircraft, do you?
Well, I think it's indicative of a larger movement or a larger sort of mindset. Maybe that's a better word to use, a mindset instead of a movement. And the idea that everything, but everything, Captain, starts getting looked at through a political lens. And some would say, well, we're doing that to do this or to do that. And they try to spin it to make it all look like it's so virtuous, right? But in reality, sometimes you get into this stuff and it can really start to look more like Soviet era propaganda, that same kind of mindset where everything is going to be funneled through this understanding that the state wants you to have about things. And it's not really about being good or doing the right thing, quote unquote. And so that's where I think a lot of this is stemming from.
Now, another portion of the G and me console, the team there, G and me, means Mayorkas is the me part of it. They have now filed articles of impeachment against the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas. Don't know where that's going, if anywhere.
Well, if it doesn't go somewhere, it probably will pop up again. But generally speaking, if it's done correctly and for the right reasons, because the border crisis is so bad and has been handled so poorly, that you can make a real case. What they need to be able to do is get a bipartisan, for lack of a better expression, sort of consensus on this. And you've got to get a critical mass happening in the country to those who are really paying attention to this stuff. Otherwise, it comes off as one-sided and a political revenge type thing. But because this is such a practical problem, I think they could get a lot of support.
And because he can, or she can, the new governor in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, has proposed $40 million of taxpayer money for illegal aliens to be able to attend state universities.
Well, you know, the idea, again, is blurring the lines, right, of what it means to have citizenship, to be a citizen. What difference does it make at that point? Now, we're not talking here, Captain, about providing basic humanitarian aid for people who are come across the border and have no place to go and these kinds of things that are humanitarian in essence. But what it seems to do, it begins to institutionalize the idea that just walk across the border in America and you get free college. That's a different story.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more. We're going to take a break, bottom of the hour. Stations are going to play some of their news, give you the weather, pay a few bills on their end, and I'll be back right after that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, and I'm here with Kyle Warren. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. House Republicans are taking early action on abortion with their new majority approving two measures Wednesday that makes clear they want further restraints after the Supreme Court overruled the federal right to abortion last year. The new GOP-led House passed one resolution to condemn attacks on anti-abortion facilities, including crisis pregnancy centers, and a separate bill that would impose new penalties if a doctor refused to care for an infant born alive after an abortion attempt. Neither is expected to pass the Democratic-led Senate, but Republicans said they were making good on promises to address the issue, along with other legislative priorities in the first days in power. State and local Republican leaders in New York on Wednesday called for immediate resignation of their new GOP Congressman George Santos, who is facing multiple investigations by prosecutors over his personal and campaign finances and lies about his resume and family heritage. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we're coming back with the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm trying to get something to play here. It doesn't want to play at the moment, but maybe it will in a second. It's starting to come up now. Let's see if we can get this in to go. A little humor for the radio show tonight when we come in on this break. It's taking forever to load up. I don't know why. And it's only 35 seconds long. Go figure, right? The short ones always do it to you. But anyway, here we go, I think.
Real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. From days gone by. Days gone by. All right, in this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. I talked to Dawn, his secretary, yesterday, and she was giving me something for Valentine's Day to post out there on my pages, which I started to do yesterday. We got to remember the sweeties at Valentine's Day, because guess what? The stuff they got at MyPillow will definitely make them feel good. And all you got to do is go over there to the MyPillow.com website. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Go in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, because that's, you got to have a promo code to get in there. Go in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and just take a look around and see what they got going on. You won't believe your own eyes. There's savings of up to 80% in there in some cases. And it's just fantastic.
Fantastic. So, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, promo code Captain. And if you want to talk to a live person, all you got to do is call them up at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Promo code will always be Captain. Go over there, take a look, see what they have to offer. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, I tried, but that darn thing didn't want to play.
That's right. Well, it was gone. That's what happened, I think.
Where, oh, where are you tonight? I used to love that thing. That thing is so funny. And they play, yeah, at the darnest minutes. Hey, listen, Joe Biden and company is talking about banning gas stoves in the United States. Don't they know that some people use those things for heat?
Well, Captain, they've got to go back to the altar of climate change. They've got to go back to the altar of appeasing the people who are calling for these kinds of things. And that's exactly right. It's the same kind of thing as saying, well, we're going to get rid of gas-burning internal combustion engines, and everybody will just get an electric car. Where's the infrastructure going to come? And now is everyone going to have to convert to an electric stove? And what is that going to do to charge your electric car all over the place? Everybody's cars all at the same time and electric stoves. You know, here we go again, Captain.
Well, I saw a fight yesterday at a gas station that had two electric hookups to charge people's vehicles. And apparently one guy was really mad because somebody, in his opinion, had their vehicle hooked up longer than they should have to get the charge that they wanted. And the two of them were just pushing and shoving. And along come the cops. And the next thing you know, both of them are sitting, each one of them in a different cop car. But But that's what we've got ourselves going for right now, is we just don't have the infrastructure. And people are getting mad because they don't. Again, we live in another era where they don't. It's like, you want it when you order something, you want it when, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So we live in the hurry up and get there age, but yet when it comes to charging a vehicle, there is no hurry up and get there. It takes a while to bring the battery back.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, lack of not trying to sound too silly, but unless there's some kind of, you know, alien power star drive or something you could put in these cars that would be infinite power forever, it seems like it's going to be a while before the technology can really catch up. Because, Captain, eventually the technology, I think, will catch up to a great degree. But it's not being allowed to do it organically. It's being mandated. So I don't think that we're really going to see sort of the, you know, everything sort of take off and 1,000 flowers bloom in this kind of industry, as it might if it was just doing it naturally. So we're going to continue to see problems, I think.
And I just know that you were watching the Golden Globes, right?
I have to say I wasn't watching the Golden Globes.
Well, you're one of the ones then that created this problem, because the Golden Globe ratings hit an all-time low, the worst numbers ever, down 13 million viewers from 2020.
That is significant. I don't know what the percentage of that might be, but I'm sure that it's a lot. But certainly, in other words, what's the percentage drop? And they also look, Captain, for the all-important 18 to 49 group. Now, in terms of people who are watching these programs, some people will pick it up on social media. They'll watch clips, or they'll watch it on the delay, on a streaming service, for example, and sometimes you start to see some of that pick up, but not to the significant levels as though it's still a national phenomenon kind of a thing. But we're seeing that with a lot of these award shows, whatever they might be. A lot of them are down even from 2020 levels, and the significant aspect of that, Captain, is that people were sitting at home in 2020, and they had nothing more to do in many cases than watch TV, but yet these ratings are lower from when even that was occurring.
Well, you are getting out there in California some horrible storms. I guess they're pretty much done with now for a little while, but at least 17 people have died so far in a string of the atmospheric rivers, which they began dumping heavy rainfall across California late last month. In the meantime, the unrelenting storms have flooded entire towns, triggered landslides, and left thousands without power. While on Wednesday, yesterday, emergency crews in Southern California took advantage of the drier conditions and cleared some damage that has cost them so far over $1 billion to remove it.
It's a lot, and unfortunately, I think that number is now up to 18, most unfortunately, in terms of those who have died so far in the storms this year. But you're right, Captain, that here in Southern California, the sun came out really for the first time in many days, where it was not a typical sunny day, but a majority sunny day today. So that was good.
Uh-huh.
But up in Northern California, they still had a lot of rain even going on the Wednesday.
I'm glad you were stuttering a little bit, because you're going to stutter even more when I tell you this. According to forecasters, four more storms of significance are expected to hit the state over the next 10 days. Oversaturated Northern California could see up to 10 inches of more rain. Can't take it. Can't take it. And California is experiencing what's called weather whiplash after going from extreme drought to extreme floods. Such quick shifts between extremes could become more common due to climate change, they're saying.
Well, the idea of even having predicted this is really quite something as well, or not having really predicted this, I should say. But it's part of the idea of climate change. Does the climate changing? Yes, it does change. Has it changed over the last 1,000 years? Yes, of course. How about 4,000 years? Sure, of course it has. So you can go back and backtrack and look at the tree rings and these kinds of things that are scientific. But the problem with the political climate change, Captain, is that it's a magical thing. You can say you got more storms, it's climate change. You get less storms, guess what? Climate change. And in other words, they can still use this as a political tool. But what we really need to do is have a scientific inquiry that is above the political pronouncements.
Okay. By the way, we found out that the United States next week will train roughly 100 Ukrainian soldiers, the first ones on the Patriot missile system at a base in Oklahoma. That'll be Fort Sill, Oklahoma, which is the artillery base over there, where they train people to do a lot of stuff related to what this program's all about. So they'll be there. They'll be getting the training, and I guess they'll be going back to Ukraine with their Patriot battery system.
Hopefully very soon.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music. When we come back, folks, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report's up on the agenda. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning. We got a lot of weather to talk about tonight. That weather that was out in California has moved to the east. So you'll hear a lot about it. And I shall return with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
ladies and gentlemen, is Jeff Beck, the legendary Jeff Beck, who passed away yesterday at the ripe young age of 78. Classic, world-famous guitarist. Played with some of the best there was in the 60s and in the 70s and in the early 80s. What a tremendous musician he was. And by the way, you heard that song before. You heard me play it before because a lot of people picked that up. That originally came from 1972, didn't it, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, that was the Jeff Beck Group, I believe, back then.
Yes, it was.
And definitely just an amazing record. An amazing career, certainly one of the most influential, if not one of the best guitarists that we've ever seen.
Yep.
And, of course, his career spanned decades.
Yep.
I remember one of the songs that I really liked that he played on was Rod Stewart's Infatuation. He does the guitar solo on that. And so, unfortunately, we understand, Captain, it looks like Jeff Beck had contracted bacterial meningitis, I believe, and that was evidently what he passed away from. Very, very sad, and the music world will not see his like ever again. And but the great music that he left behind, I think, is even for the younger generations coming up, they're going to learn to appreciate him.
Well, we got to get into the weather here because the steady moisture coming on shore, that flow and the atmospheric river regimen is now into the west coast. It's moved in. It's going to continue on Thursday. Seems to be another system right behind it coming in. We're hearing about, over the next 12 days, four more big-time systems coming in, especially portions of south saturated California, the southern part of California. It's just absolutely soaked. Can't take any more water, but they're going to get up to 10 inches more. Now, heavy to excessive rainfall is expected from northern California down to the central areas of California, also into the coastal areas of Oregon and Washington. Meanwhile, an intensifying storm system may produce isolated to scattered severe thunderstorms across parts of the south on Thursday. We can see an area right now over there in Alabama that is ripe for the origination, if you will, of some severe weather. We'll have to watch it. I'm watching it right now to see if anything happens. But right now, if you're in Alabama, keep your eyes in the sky because it's perfect weather to have a bad storm or two. Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. As you know, we've had a lot of rain in California. That's an understatement, to be sure. We've had 18 people so far that have been killed by this storm in one way or another as a result of it. We also, Captain, as I have a report over in Las Vegas in a place called Mount Charleston, a place I like to visit whenever I'm in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, it looks like there was a man who was killed in an avalanche about 11,000 feet up where he was going along a trail there. So you can get an idea of the amount of snowfall that we've had, not only in California, but up in those mountains surrounding Las Vegas, Nevada. So very sad story to start off with tonight. But, of course, more is on the way. As you mentioned, Captain, those at the atmospheric river are mostly going to be impacting northern California as we head into the weekend. We still have aerial flood watches all throughout the Northern California area, down through Oakhurst, by the way. As you come down Highway 395, winter storm watch there, all the way down till you get to about Ridgecrest, down towards Southern California. If you're up in the Reno area coming off I-80, you're going to have a little bit of a break in the weather today on Thursday, but more storms are going to be arriving on the weekend, so you want to be aware of that if you're going to be taking your load through that area. That's right.
All right, and I got to take it. I got to take it from there because I'll start out with Montana and move east. There are some bad stagnant air up in there right now. Some of it's going to be foggy, but you're going to get some bad air up there as well as the western part of North Dakota, South Dakota as well, coming out of Rapid City. Moving on down into Kansas, we've got some winter weather in the southeastern corner of Kansas. The area is right there in Oklahoma, down through Oklahoma City, down 35, down towards Dallas. For some storms developing in there. Moving across over into the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got some weather up there that could develop into some snow up that way. Coming on down towards Detroit tonight, you've got what appears to be a lot of fog from one end of the lower peninsula over to the other. Lake Michigan, that is, from Lake Erie to Lake Michigan, and then down through the central part of Indiana, you've got fog all the way down almost to Kentucky, fog in the western corner of Ohio, and it looks like there might be some more a little bit later that's moving to the east. As I said, be very careful tonight and pay attention to what's going on in Alabama. The area down there is ripe for some severe weather as the day progresses. You got snow in the northeast. You got snow in upstate New York, in the Adirondack Mountains, Lake George and up that way, all the way to the Canadian line. Snow in Vermont, snow in New Hampshire, snow in the western northern part of Maine, and you've got some freezing rain tonight and sleet in the northern part of Maine up there. If you're going to Presque Isle to go get you some French fries, you're going to be in it going up that way. And then down the coast, Nova Scotia, down to all the way down to, let's see here, Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. You're going to be dealing with a lot of wind along the ocean side there. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget that you want to check out Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can join the My Rewards Plus app, because you want to do that right away so you can start earning points on things that you buy. By the way, when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. That try that instead of 15 fills with the other guys, but you'll also be able to get great offers on things. You'll be able to find out all about the amenities, plan your trip, find the nearest location, all that with the My Rewards Plus app. And when you do sign up, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week, get special offers, as I said, on food, drinks, snacks, and other great things like gear. They even have Bluetooth accessories at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. So you want to check them out today, pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to go to the top of our break. Hour number one in the books coming up on hour number two. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way and a lot more news to talk about, too, out there. No shortage of that tonight. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.